What's that sound? That's the sound of a treadmill. It's 2:20 a.m. Came back from the hospital. Eric took half a day off work so I could get home, take meds, and start another med to help me sleep. But here I am. You know? Cannot let this take me down into a dark place, especially emotionally. And, you know, regardless how draining this week's been, I'm glad this is a weekend. Back at it next week. Thankful for the breaks we get. I need a couple days just to get your brain, your emotions in check, head on straight, so to speak. Those on cancer journey, you know what we're talking about. Time to get your body, you know, plug up the good stuff, take your vitamins, get as much nutrition, fluids, you know, vitamins, electrolytes, flush out, contrast, CT dyes, injections, all the rest of the things that aren't good for your body that you have to go through, you know, when you get routine scans and other imaging tests. And before I get into this podcast, I found by accident, actually Eric found by accident, had him go in and get me some good different varieties of vitamin water. We have a new store. It's organic vegan health store. And it's called, I think it's like Healthy Healing or Heal the Health or I don't know, but we got a new store in a little lazy river town, actually outside of where we live. And they sell like variety of products that you really can't find in the stores. And I had them go up there for is it CBD oil? Oh, I can't think of it. It's a form of oil, like medical marijuana. You know, like I've talked about taking Marinol, which is like the compound, the active ingredient in marijuana, and just kind of compound into a lab, into a gel pill. And then you have oil, which is not like highly regulated. So we start trying that CBD oil, CBD. You all know what I'm talking about. I can't think right now. But I had Eric go up and get me some of that. And then he found this really great water. He calls me up and he's like, hey, are you awake? And I'm like, oh yeah, I am now. Phone's on. Waiting for anything from the hospital. I'm catching some sleep. And he's like, I found this really, this is weird. It's an odd water sounding. But what do you think of it? Detox water. And I'm going to talk more about it on another podcast. But I'm like, hey, you know what the heck? I'll try it. I'm not much for aloe vera water. I think of aloe vera, I think of like being on the beach and getting a really nasty sunburn. And you know, at nighttime, you put aloe vera on your skin to help soothe the burn. I never really thought about drinking it for healing purposes. But also, most importantly, aloe vera is really good to help support digestion. And really, when you're not absorbing nutrients right, it helps promote and support healthy absorption. So I'm like, you know, what the heck, we'll try it. So detox water. And the active ingredient is aloe water, aloe vera. So I'm going to get into more of that later, but it comes with like a variety of flavors. I'll have to do a podcast. But for those looking for something different to kind of just detox the system out, which is great because you want to, when I get scans and that, I like to just flush all that stuff out. I'm on the treadmill right now, really honestly. You know, it's these days you're just physically and emotionally just, I'm spent. It's been a long week. I don't really feel like treadmilling. I didn't want to go to the gym, but I'm like, I have a home treadmill. So here I am, almost 2 miles. I figured, you know, sometimes you got to kick your own self in the ass. Get up, get it done. You know what you need to do for your body. You know, and sometimes you just have to think, it's just emotionally, I'm spent, my brain talking, what my body's saying, hey, I need to get the blood flow going. Start down in this water, which is actually, it tastes really good. And do something healthy for my body today. Been through a lot. And I got some pretty good sleep, but yeah, detox water, look it up. And I love the little store. Just a little store has, oh my gosh, so many different things that I'm gonna probably end up trying and I'm gonna share with everyone. So I got a video. I like to create videos I'm that kind of person. I like to be really, really, really super creative. I never was one for videography. I don't know. I just never cared for it, but I'm really starting to enjoy it, and especially with this leg of the journey, is taking parts of, you know, this leg of the race, so to speak, and creating just a video, especially this video I'm sharing next, is, you know, if cancer could talk, if my insides could talk, this is probably what it said today. I was not expecting to go in and everything just be gone with itself. I can feel where the tumors are at. I can feel the changes. I'm very in tune with my body. So I was able to kind of just like, this is where it's at, this is where it's at. And I was 100%, like radiology said, you were spot on. I had a hard time. I did prep and that, making sure, you know, the GI tract was cleared out, so bowel loops aren't in the way. Those who are in the medical field, you know, talk about with bowel loops. And like I said before, when you have prior surgeries and you have a lot of scar tissue, and the bowels, kind of everything gets stuck together. It's like rubber bands, the scar tissue is. And then if you don't make sure your system's cleared out as much as possible, you can get, you know, can't see things, especially like on sometimes CAT scans and ultrasounds and that. So we had a hard time finding everything, and it wasn't that, you know, I did the prep, I was okay there. It's just everything is so stuck together. It seems like it gets worse with each scan of trying to find things. But I'm fortunate that I'm in tune with my body, so we do some very odd methods of pushing, changing position, all sorts of crazy things in order to get the best view possible of the tumors and that. Kind of new. When I'm in a new hospital, you have a new set of eyes, you have new medical, you know, radiology staff and that, and they see something that they're just, so they were prepared before I came in. They actually said they had read through notes and prior reports and that. So I was the first for them, and they never see anything like it. It was, what was it? What is that? Whatever it is, I mean, there's some new things that popped up, disappointing things that popped up, and you just sit there and go, you know, I think I did a lot of, I don't know how many times, I was going in with, like I said, a very pessimistic outlook, because I'm glad, and most people say, well, it's just the wrong way to be. You should be optimistic. You can't be optimistic when you have cancer and, you know, and things don't work and treatments don't work with oncology. You can't be optimistic. You know, this isn't about dancing on rainbow clouds and, you know, and I don't know what, gold roads with gleaming lights. This is like real life. It's reality. And I'm a realistic person. Realist. You know, this stuff is, it's a battle. It's hell. Cancer is the worst experience I've ever had in my entire life. It surpasses anything you'll ever go through. So we found different things. We're waiting on final reports because things had to be sent out for a second set of eyes to look at things. And of course, you know, when you go to these big cancer institutes, they want everything. They don't necessarily look at reports. They like to look at everything on their own. So it was, you know, I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. What every expectation I had kind of came to life and then some. But the video is pretty much, you know, I kind of laugh when I created it. Cancer's not funny, but you have to laugh because you think to myself, if my insides could scream, this is what it would sound like. Especially when you find something new and it has blood flow to it. And blood flow is like the worst thing to see on any imaging, is to see actual live blood flow. And you know, this thing's alive, it's feeding, and that's just downright scary. So as far as other aspects of the scans of that today, I won't know exact until the second reading referred out is finalized. That could be Monday. I don't know. They stat things today, so we kind of knew some things. I'll share on the video. And then there's other aspects we just don't know. So I don't know what the different types of, I call it holistic therapy because it's not approved, it's not really true oncology, oxygen therapy, hyperbaric chambers, still can't say it right. Things like that are not like true oncology therapies. It's like an alternative, still being, you know, researched, and cases are forward to see how patients react when you use oxygen to try to heal and repair cells that are damaged, mostly from like oncology, radiation treatments, things like that. Broken immune systems, compromised. So I don't know, but it was a nice hospital, nice facility. They took us and guided us way through the hospital, different parts of testing. They were very quick to work with the Cancer Institute they're going to. They had them on the phone making sure they were kept up with imaging and scans and things that were being, you know, downloaded the film right there and sending over to them and making sure they were aware. So it was a great hospital, right? One of the, I would say the best hospital we've been in so far. Very clean, medical staff, very professional. It's just hard to find nowadays. So with a bad experience, they made it at least a good experience in that aspect. So, I don't know. We have a lot to think about. I have a lot to think about. And I told Eric, I'm doing some soul searching before, you know, I head back up and, you know, we have a final, I'll sit down and see where we stand, you know. I'm kind of looking at everything. There's so much. It's like a fine engine. And there's so many moving parts to the journey, especially with cancer. It's financially, there's an aspect financially. You know, what if somebody decides to say, hey, I'm going to try to go in surgically. The what if is it's a big financial move, big financial burden. It's not really a burden because you have to think about it. It's a chance of, you know, having something that could possibly extend your life, could take your life. You don't know financially. You know, and we look at Eric, the time he would have to take off work, the amount of money it's going to cost to go back and forth, having to have a rental car with heated seats because of the situation internally. I cannot go more than 40 minutes without just the vomiting and the pain and everything firing up, and then I'm paying for it 2 or 3 days later, which is why we haven't taken any trips. We haven't made the great move because there's been hurdles we still have to maneuver. And symptoms that have to still be managed, there's still doctors are working with it, my specialists. Having a, you know, pet sitter to stay overnight with our fur kids. And some people would say, well, you know, when you have when you have kids too, human kids, that happens as well. When people have cancer and they have to be forwarded to big clinics and they can't bring their kids. And, you know, some kids when they're younger, they don't, you know, this is my opinion, I don't think they need to see everything. The journey with your cancer, and you protect them because that's what a good parent does. I did that with my stepson. So you have to find someone, you know, to watch and stay and take over. And then, you know, you're talking about money there and thousands of dollars. And then I think, okay, we would set up a GoFundMe account. No, what if I set up a GoFundMe account, and, you know, and will people help? Will people not help? If people don't help, then also that takes an emotional toll. And that's a whole nother story and a whole nother chapter and a whole nother podcast, because that's real facts. You know, I've seen someone I know, their wife has cancer, did a lot for their community, and they don't live in state, and they don't live where I used to live in Ohio. They live out of state, moved out of state, you know, did a lot for their community with their line of work, and they set up a GoFundMe account, and the help and support of what they thought, and we all assume that, you know, when push comes to shove and we need help and we're going to help one another, and they didn't get the help that they thought, and of course it left a bad taste. It changed, forever changed them. You know, I don't know if I'm ready for that emotional side, because that can make you just turn on the general public and people in general. Because really, you know, we're all supposed to be there to help one another out when push comes to shove. You know, myself and Eric are doing everything we can, you know, We do what we can do, but there's a great financial cost that's going to be added. Depending on what directors in oncology figure out what they can do, if they can do, and we're not there yet. So that's setting yourself up for the biggest emotional roller coaster I'll ever experience in my entire life. And I'm sure Eric feels the same way. He gets more stressed out on it than I do because I've been through this for a while. So I have great strength. And I look at this sometimes as a third party, not myself, because it helps me make good decisions and not think emotionally and just think logically, because you have to. So this is just, you know, once this is all said and done and whatever, you know, unfolds, you know, is meant to be, I look at it that way. And I'm going to look at signs and be guided in the right direction, because I believe we all have signs that appear, and sometimes loved ones in that have passed on to heaven are kind of just saying, hey, you know, I'm right here, I'm trying to let you know that, you know, I think of this and you need to do that. And sometimes those signs can be the most important help in your decision. So we'll see. So I'm going to get back to treadmill. I want to at least do 3 miles. I'll feel good at least, you know, get the blood flowing, get all this nasty contrast junk, everything else out of my system. Just take it easy this weekend. Eric's got a list of things we need to catch up on around the house, things that need to get done. He's been great at keeping, like, way on top of things, so we'll continue. And it just makes life, and next week when we go into the next phase, just, it makes it that much easier and that less stressful. So we'll see how this goes. So you all have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the dry weather, because I know we most certainly will. And don't forget, find a reason to laugh. Most importantly, smile, because life is too short.